Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, my name is Daryl Ong, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Back in the day, the pre-internet days, taking photos were a lot harder than it is today. The film roll had to be processed, scanned, and printed before anyone could see the end result. Like art icon Andy Warhol once said, the idea of waiting for something makes it even more exciting, and it applies to analog photography. Fast forward, dark rooms nowadays are being used as storage spaces for photographers. With the digital revolution, with the convenience of taking a photo on the cell phone and uploading them to the internet in seconds, this pops an even bigger wormhole on our dependence on the internet. With every minute that passes, 41,000 new posts on Facebook, 204 million emails are sent, and 3,600 photos are uploaded on Instagram. But what is the case for mobile phone photography, which is normally heralded as cheating by many professional photographers? Joining us in the studio today is one Faisal Ashrafi, a freelance photographer and a self-proclaimed professional food eater, as he tells us about his craft, mobile photography, and the case for the digital revolution.
I first started buying my first camera in 2009 when I'm in college. That is when my love for photography bloomed. So started from there, I didn't really start my Instagram account yet. My Instagram account started when I bought the iPad mini when it first came out.
Right.
I bought that, then I make my Instagram account, then that is where I started.
I think in 2009, Instagram wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, a thing, right?
So you jump straight into it, because normally, like photographers, I've talked to a couple and they are normally inspired by things. So they see other photographers, then they're inspired, then they get the camera. But for in your case, you got the camera and then that's where the love start. Can you just tell me, you know, one of your first photo shoots, how did it happen? How was it? Was it nerve-wracking for you?
It is. Okay, after I bought my first camera, that is when I started to study deeply into the technical part of the photography. I read the manual where people don't really read that book. I read it page to page, back to back.
These things are like 50 pages.
Yeah, it's 100 of pages.
Okay.
And I read through all of it. I put the book under my pillow. So I read it every time when I go to bed, and I take the camera also in the bed with me, so I try while I read everything that it teaches in the book. And then after that, there is one senior that is like the photographer of my college at the time. So I make friends with him, and then he had a photo shoot that weekend, so I followed him there, and that is when all
when everything started.
Yes.
Yeah. You have an Instagram page which is doing relatively well. You post very minimalist themes, and in a way, that's your identity. That's your style, right? But in a way, do you feel that having that kind of mindset limits your creativity? Or on the other hand, does it, you know, really show your identity and your personality that way?
Sometimes I feel like it's limiting, because when I post pictures other than food photos, it didn't get as much like. But I don't really give much thought on that. I just post anything that I want, but I just love food so much. Mm-hmm. My dad is a Japanese sous chef.
Oh, okay.
So my family has all my life, my grandparents, my father, me, my brother, all are very great cooks.
And I guess that's how you can take so many great food pictures, because it's all around. Right.
I cook all the time, so that's why I take mostly food pictures.
That's great.
Pictures that I cook and what I eat.
You studied food engineering.
Yeah.
Is there any link to your photography career?
I'd say not at all, because all I've been studying is how to make this machine, how to make that food with that kind of machine. But my love for food, it's all because of my family. Mm. I grew up watching my grandmother cook. She's a very great cook. Even she's not looking, from the sound that the cook is making from the pot, she knows what to put in there.
Wow. That's next level.
Just by listening to the sound of the food in the pot, she knew what to do with the food. So I grew up watching that. But I didn't really say I learned how to cook. It just came naturally to me. And I say I'm a late bloomer. So throughout high school, I just study until the end of high school. That is when all of my creative side started. That is when I also sing, if you don't know. So,
wow.
In the end of high school, I entered my first singing competition, and then it carries on in my college days. I represent my university in singing. I also take pictures, and I started to cook in college. That is when this all started.
Wow, okay. You're quite a man of many hats. But what would you say that drew you onto the photography path instead of the singing path or the cooking path? What drew you into the photography path?
Maybe it's just the creative side of me. I'd like to document what I do. That's what I say what's get me started on Instagram, because I want to keep the memories, keep the moment of what I'm doing currently in my life. That's where I put it, because it's easily accessible through my phone. And as I said, I like to cook, I sing, I travel, and that is the easiest platform to put all these memories that I'm going through inside one place.
That's great. Can you just share with us one of your proudest moments in your photography career so far?
I'd say at the end of 2014, I get in contact with Dr. Izani Monoto. She's the winner of MasterChef Malaysia. She asked me to collaborate with her to make her very first cooking book that has been published last year.
Wow.
So that is one of my proudest moments in my career.
How was that project like?
It's very up and personal in her life, because I get to enter her very own kitchen inside of her house. I get to see how she cooks, how she makes things, how she decorates food. And then she also asks for my advice, because I have more look on the photography side where she just makes the food. So she asked me to help how she should style her food to make it look better in the pictures. Because in food photography, it's to make it look more appealing. It's not just about how the food tastes, but how it looks in the photos.
For sure.
Sometimes you have to put something else on the food just to make it more appealing, but you cannot eat the food after that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, because sometimes when you shoot food, you have to brush on some Vaseline on that thing to make it look more shiny. So
well, that's how they do it. I always go to the restaurants, I look at menus, and I see the picture. Wow, it's so nice. But when it comes, so Vaseline
doesn't look nearly the same, right? Yeah, so that's how they do it.
That's cool. And was she pleased with the end result?
Yeah, she's very happy with it, because she's also very, she know what she wants. She also goes, when she said to me that she preferred the simplicity, minimalistic style for the photos that she wants inside of her book, that when I know, okay, this is the job for me, because that is my style as well. Okay,
so it fits into
it,
your...
Yeah, it fit into my style of photography, and that is also what she wants. You just go from there, and she was also very hands-on with the photos. She didn't leave it all to me. She know what she wants. She know how she wants the photo to look. So we just collaborate together to make the book.
All right. But looking at it on the other hand, right, food pictures are supposed to be colorful, they're supposed to be lively, they're supposed to be appealing. Mm-hmm. And to add a whole minimalistic character to the photo, do you feel that it takes away from the appeal of the picture of the food?
Because it's a very minimalistic approach, that is the best way to make the food appeals more.
Yes, yeah. But in menus, they don't do that. They try to make it as attractive as possible, right? Let's put in a whole bunch of colors, you know, let's put in this font or that kind of thing. So it's really interesting that it still works in that way, you know, being simple, being minimalist.
In a technical way of photography, if I want to explain how to make all the colors and all the shape of food that still works in a very vibrant colors photos, I'd say you have to make the food stand out by making the background out of focus. You use this photography technique to make the photo stand out. If the aesthetic of your client, they want the photo to look vibrant and full of stuff and very attractive, to make the photo stand out, you have to use maybe lighting. You shine the light more on the food and make the background blurry, and that's how you make your food stand out.
And I guess what's very interesting about you is that, yes, you have to manage all these qualities about a photo, but on your Instagram, you only use your iPhone.
Yeah.
Right? You know, most photographers nowadays carry around, you know, huge equipment, you know, high-end equipment. What's the appeal of using an iPhone for you?
It's very easy. It's very light. You can depend on iPhone cameras to take decent pictures to put on wherever you want to use your photos. So it's very easy. It's very light. And also, the application now is very advanced. You can manipulate the photo how you want. It's very easy. It's not as complicated as using the DSLR, where you have to take your photos, transfer it into your computer and use Photoshop and all that. It's very complicated, and you need a lot of training to use all that software, you know, to manipulate your photos.
Yeah.
You can just use app. It's very easy.
I didn't read the manual for my iPhone camera. But you know, nowadays, many traditional photographers, especially the ones of a higher caliber, they refer to you know, digital photography, even DSLR, they refer to it as cheating in a way. How would you respond to that?
Photography, the literal meaning of photography is painting with light. You know, you take photos with lighting because everything you see must have light. If you cannot see anything, if there is no light, you cannot see anything. Same goes for photography. So you can manipulate your light, you can manipulate your subject. So why not you cannot manipulate your photos? You know, that is my take on it. I don't really disagree, but I can understand their part as well, because maybe some people love the authenticity of analog camera because what you see is what you get. You can only manipulate the colors. You know, there is some appeal to that. It holds its own values, you know.
Yeah,
the color and the picture itself. You have your money shot with analog, it will value a lot, you know.
Oh, so there is a monetary value.
Yes, there is monetary value in analog camera. If you get your money shot, which is very hard to get, it will get you a lot of money.
Yeah. Do you think that iPhones, in a way, have an edge over other cameras? I mean, sure, they're lighter, but other than that?
I'd say iPhone camera is very dependable on its exposure. You didn't have to mess so much with the exposure because it can manipulate the exposure itself for you. So it's very easy rather than using the DSLR. Sometimes I also get frustrated using the DSLR because I shoot in manual. So when the light is changing, there will be some underexposed photos, overexposed photos. So iPhone has advantage on that.
So is there ever a time when you're shooting with your DSLR and then you just wish like, oh, how I wish I could just take out my phone now?
Yeah, sometimes. When the sun is bright, that is when I wish, oh my God, if my client just want photos shoot from an iPhone, I'll be very grateful. It's because it's very hot and the equipment is very heavy. You know?
Yeah, and nowadays it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell professional photography and iPhone photography. They almost look similar. Like you see billboards saying like shot with iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, digital photography is really picking up. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? Like, do you think it would take over the old-fashioned and more traditional modes?
If you're shooting with ambient light, yes, you can say iPhone sometimes can take over DSLR because that is when iPhone excelled most, when you are using natural sunlight. Digital cameras didn't really have any advantage over that because you are using the same light,
right,
taking the same pictures. But if you are manipulating the light that you're using on your pictures, then there is when the DSLR have the advantage over iPhone.
How important has social media been in your art? You have Instagram, so whenever you take pictures, you post it immediately, right? And you get an almost instant reaction, instant feedback to your photos. Is that something you value as a photographer?
It is, because if you sing, people get to listen to your voice. So as a photographer, your audience, people who see your photos, is what value your picture the most. And in Instagram, when your picture get more likes, that is when you know the picture get a lot of attention and people like that photos. That is when you know you did a great job, or maybe your picture appeal to a lot of people. Mm. You know, so that is the value of the photos lies on the like. Mm. In the case of Instagram.
Yes, because back in the day, before the years of Instagram, artists would take the photo a month later, develop it, and then put it up in gallery. If someone buys it, that's validation right there.
Yes, that's the validation.
But
the
for value. You, it's 5 seconds later with a like.
Yes.
Right, so it's very interesting, how it's shifting. What is the best and worst part of shooting with phones?
The best part is how easy it is. And the worst part
is how easy it is.
The worst part is when there is not enough light.
Right.
Yes. There is right subject is there, the right context is there, but there is no enough light to take good photos. That is when it gets frustrating.
So light's important for mobile photography.
Light is very important in photography in general. Because photography, like I said, it literally means painting with light. If there is no light, there is no photos.
Great. All right. You know, you see a lot of people now carrying Polaroid cameras. Do you think that is a trend, or is it a serious art involved in that?
There is a serious art in that if you are using it wisely, because it, like an analog, it also holds its own values, because you can see it instantly, but you cannot edit the photos. But because of that, it holds its own value because of the color that it produces, because how instant it is. Because in digital days, people rarely print out their photos. It's all been stored and we cannot see them anywhere in their house or anywhere.
Yeah.
Like my grandfather said, I see that your camera produce all kind of light. Pop, pop, pop. The light is popping everywhere, but where is the photos? I want to see the photos. Where are they? I say, it's in the computer. What's the point of painting photo if you are just going to keep it?
So he does have a point, though. He does have
a
point.
Yeah, he does have a point. So that made me thinking, like, yeah, that's quite true. We all just save our photos inside our phone or Instagram, but we cannot see it in real life. That is the advantage of Polaroid. That is the value of it.
Yeah. And also, I would say it's way more expensive to produce, right?
Yeah, because you have to buy the film.
But you, in the meantime, are going more futuristic, which is nice as well. What normally runs through your mind before you take a shot, be it for a client or for your own personal Instagram?
What goes through my mind? First, I need to identify my object. So if I'm shooting for a client, if she's a model, she is the subject. If I'm shooting for my Instagram, for the food is the subject. Okay. So if, let's say, I'm eating a bread, now what? I think about the plating. What should I put in there? Should I put a milk or coffee or fresh orange? And then after that, I think about where should I shoot the subject. First the subject, then what goes around it, and then where should I shoot it. Because, like I said, light is the most important thing. Wherever I shoot, I'll take that thing, bring it near to a source of light, beside a window or beside a sliding door.
You see,
that's what goes through my mind.
We normal people don't think about these things. Yeah. We see food, we take picture, we post
upload.
It. Yeah. Okay, I'll look for a light source next time. If, say, you have an apprentice, you have someone under you, what's the most important skill that you would teach them?
I'd say composition and also lighting, because that is the skill that I have developed over the years, because I get so deep into manipulating the lighting in my photography style. Because in my job, I use CLS. If you guys don't know that, it's a creative lighting system. For Nikon camera, they use that term CLS, where you use your speed light detached from your camera. Basically, you can put your speed light anywhere that you want to manipulate the source of light. So if you were to be my apprentice, you get more knowledge on how to manipulate light in your photos.
Where can I sign up? That was Faisal Ashrafi, a freelance mobile photographer. If you like a visual representation of his work, do check him out on Instagram at bugo_bugo_. Sadly, that brings us to a close another episode of I Love KL. Next week on the show, a really exciting show, we speak to the artists from the Shape Your City campaign with many, many interesting installations on that. But before we close, let me just remind you, if you want to check out the interview, you can head over to our website www.bfm.my/ILoveKL to download the podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, just tweet us. We are at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week for another episode of I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Keep it here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.